organized. Don't confuse being organized with structure. We need some organization. We're just talking not the corporate sense. You can't have chaos. You got it nicely organized. All those mugs have names on them. Your badges are ready. Your programs and so forth are ready. Your coffee is organized. It has regular and then it has sad brown water. I love that. Oh my God. I took a picture. I said, this is decaf. So hysterical. So let me also have respect for our leaders. Not everybody was born a leader. We've had some secretaries that, well, let's just say I didn't vote for them, okay? But I'm here to help. I'm here to support. And not one person has ever gotten drunk because we had kind of a so-so secretary. But let's support our leaders and know that they are doing the very best job that they are able to do. So we need to give them that support. Regarding 10 and outside issues, we call lots of things outside issues, but I'm going to focus on the three that are long form of the tradition states. It says, as particularly dash, politics, alcohol reform, and sectarian religion. Now, I'm not going to do them in order. I'm going to pull out alcohol reform. Sometimes we have lots of opinions on if people are or are not on medication, if they go to 15 different therapists or not, no therapists, or they're, you know, here's the thing is that we have some wonderful literature that if you have not read or not availed yourself about, I hope you will. We have problems other than alcohol, and we have the AA member medications and other drugs. And we also now have a mental health pamphlet that I have enjoyed reading all of these, not because I have this situation in my life, but A, I need to keep myself educated with situations that don't directly affect me, but B, I sponsor people that have these situations that do affect them. And so while I'm not the professional, my goal is please be honest and active with your professional. But I can help you with alcoholism. If you can track with me, we can do this deal. When they talk about sectarian religion, again, we have two great pamphlets, Many Paths to Spirituality and The God Word. Some really nice literature on that. And again, I steer people to that. And I have no opinion whether you are active. I have some people super active. She's not an agnostic, but always in questioning. So I've got kind of everything a little bit in between. Again, if there's supposed to be changes in their life or something more, it's going to happen not because of me. It's going to be happy because some event moved that internal mountain within them. But on the politics thing, it is something we absolutely, without question, must keep, not just outside, but across the street, okay? Whether it's a t-shirt or a hat, and especially when we're on our Zoom, what is in our background? What are we advertising quietly or loudly? And but I'll tell you the story about my mother. So she came to live with us in May of 2016. As all of you may recall, we were kind of in the middle of a very, very lively political season. Okay, so I'm there 2 weeks to help her finish packing up. The first week, I'm silent, I'm quiet, and I'm listening to her talk to the TV, you know how they do, and making very rude comments and you have this word and that, no profanity, but it's very close, and she